M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Police in New York City are now investigating whether a man who attacked three police officers with a machete on New Year's Eve was radicalized online. A police source has identified the accused 19-year-old attacker as Trevor Bickford of Wells, Maine. WGME-TV reporter Aisha Reed is in Wells.
Investigators spent New Year's Day in and out of Trevor Bickford's family home in Wells. Neighbors like Steve Isles kept an eye on what was happening.
Just kind of hard to believe. I was just shocked. Wells is a very small community, and you think, did this really just happen here?
According to police, the 19-year-old took the Amtrak train from Maine to New York on December 29th.
A source tells WCBS-TV in New York that Bickford was recently placed on an FBI terror watch list. One person's been found dead after trying to drive through floodwaters in Northern California. KOVR-TV reporter Ashley Sharp is near the town of Wilton.
It's going to be several days before, you know, this water gets going anywhere. And like where I am on Highway 99, we have seen the water recede, so we can actually see the lanes of the highway again, but water is still flooding, the median and side of the road. So that's kind of what we're dealing with now.
Who will succeed Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House?
With Republicans set to take over the House January 3rd, there is already uncertainty about who will lead them.
Kevin doesn't have the vote.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has been the presumed frontrunner, but some within the GOP are seeking alternatives.
All we're really doing is empowering the other side and not having a speaker.
CBS's Christina Ruffini. McCarthy has now announced a number of concessions as he tries to round up enough votes to become speaker. Among them, he'll allow a vote on removing the speaker if at least five members of the majority party demand it. And he's agreed to the creation of a committee that will focus on the, quote, weaponization of government. In Ukraine, the mayor of the capital, Kyiv, says the city is experiencing power and heating outages after an overnight wave of drone attacks by Russia. More from CBS's Ian Lee in Ukraine.
Russia launched exploding drones. This one, shot down, reads, Happy New Year. In an address to the nation, Russian President Vladimir Putin justified his invasion while toasting his troops. This has been a year of difficult, necessary decisions, of crucial steps towards Russia's full sovereignty, he says.
Brazil has a new president. He's former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. This is his third term in office. He was president from 2003 to 2010 before being jailed on corruption charges. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Mama, what does the chicken say? When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl. Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale. Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumu'ah Mubarak, whatever it may be for you. It is the end of the week for us, and it's cold here in Oregon. It was 26 degrees this morning. Woo! A lot going on in the world today and a lot to talk about. What does the final stage of Reaganism look like? I mean, we're there. And what are we going to do about it? We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, when Twitter bans journalists, does it hurt Twitter or does it hurt democracy? It looks like Elon Musk might be preparing to back away from this. Also, more voter suppression is on its way due to Democratic runoff wins. I'll tell you about that in the first hour. If we can get the connection working, and we've been struggling with that this morning, so this is an if. Phil Itner with American war correspondent who has embedded himself in Kyiv, Ukraine, which was hit this morning by Russian rockets and lost power again. Phil's, you know, working on a kind of a prayer and a whisper here. But if we can get him on the air at the top of the second hour, he will give us an update on what's going on in Ukraine. Also, will Puerto Rico become a state? An interesting step taken today. Or yesterday. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. And also, crazy alert, yes, you are going to jail for an NFT salesman. I'll tell you about that. And also Trump's latest scam and some amazing news about it. In the third hour of our program, Dr. Michael Mann is going to drop by, the hope and tragedy of climate change and COP27 and everything else. It's been a while since we've talked with Dr. Mann. We're going to do an extended conversation with him for, you know, maybe 20, 30 minutes and see what he has to say about that and all these kinds of things. But I wanted to start out with my opening rant from HartmanReport.com this morning. And that is titled, What the Final Stage of Reaganism Looks Like. And you know, remember back in 1981, well, you know, many of you are not old enough to remember it. I am. And I remember Ronald Reagan giving his inaugural address in 1981. Interestingly, literally the moment he put his hand on the Bible to be sworn in, that was the moment that the Iranians released the hostages they had been holding for 444 days to kill Jimmy Carter's chances to get reelected. It turns out now we know that that was a deal that was cut, according to the president of Iran, Bonnie Sauter, that was a deal that was cut between the Reagan campaign and the Iranians, and that later turned into what we refer to as the Iran-Contra scandal. But in any case, in 1981, when Reagan took that oath of office and then gave his first inaugural address, he told us right up front that government was the problem in America. He said, government is not the solution to your problems. Government itself is the problem. So, you know, basically he promised to destroy our government because it was the problem. I mean, that was the implication of what he was saying. And so here we are 41 years later, and I think that we've kind of reached the end stage, kind of the cancer stage of Reaganism. I mean, just look at what's going on. Violence toward women and minorities has exploded. Armed militias tried to assassinate the vice president and the speaker of the House, and in an attempted coup against our government run by the Republican president of the United States. They're blowing up power substations from Oregon to the Carolinas. They have embedded themselves in DHS, police departments, and our military. They're coordinating with fascists overseas. I mean, leading up to this moment was a 41-year political war that splattered the American dream like gut-shot blood across a dystopian Republican hellscape mural. It has brought us, Reaganism has brought us, the collapse of the middle class. We went from 66% of us in the middle class when Reagan came into office to 45% today. We hit 49% officially in 2015. NPR commemorated it with a headline, "Half of Americans are no longer in the middle class." Student and medical debt that's impossible to climb out of has exploded. There's been an explosion of predation from health insurance companies and for-profit hospitals. We've got political manipulation by corporations and billionaires. There's been an explosion of homelessness and untreated mental illness. And it has, Reaganism has turned our elementary schools into killing fields. The question today is whether we as a nation and as a people will recover from it, or if it will, as Reagan promised on January 20th, 1981, end the American experiment of pluralistic liberal democracy and replace it with a, you know, a neo-libertarian, neo-fascist hellscape. This all started back in 1972 when Richard Nixon put Lewis Powell on the U.S. Supreme Court. Powell in 71 had written his infamous Powell memo attacking Ralph Nader and Rachel Carson for kicking off the consumer movement and environmental movements, respectively. He wrote in his Powell memo, "Current examples of the impotency of business and of the near contempt with which businessmen's views are held are the stampedes by politicians to support almost any legislation related to consumerism or to the environment." And Powell said, the morbidly rich and big corporations need to get together and take down government. You take control of government. He wrote, "Business must learn the lesson learned long ago by labor and other self-interest groups. This is the lesson. The political power is necessary, that such power must be assiduously cultivated, and that when necessary, it must be used aggressively and with determination, without embarrassment and without the reluctance which has been so characteristic of American business." So a year later, Nixon puts him on the Supreme Court in 72, and in 76... Well, what happened was in 1974, Congress passed, or in 71, actually, Congress passed the Federal Election Campaign Act. They amended it in 74 after Spiro Agnew had to resign because he was, you know, in order to avoid going to prison for accepting bribes while he was vice president. And then it came out that Richard Nixon had been bribed by the milk lobby and by the Teamsters. And, you know, kind of everything went to hell. And so Congress in 74 updated the Federal Election Campaign Act of 71 and created the Federal Election Commission and said, you know, we're going to put some limits on billionaire money and corporate money in politics. Well, this really pissed off James Buckley. He is currently the senior judge of the D.C. Circuit. He was, while his younger brother was alive, he was the older brother of William F. Buckley, the conservative commentator, if you're old enough to remember him. And so he sued. And this case, Buckley versus Valeo, went before the Supreme Court, and, you know, because he was a sore loser, right? Republicans had fought the creation of the FEC and all, and these laws, and they lost, and so this senator sued. And sure enough, Lewis Powell and his friends on the Supreme Court said, hey, you know, this is wrong. Laws going all the way back to 1907, the Tillman Act that was passed by Teddy Roosevelt, which made it a federal crime, an imprisonable federal crime for any corporation or any agent of any corporation to give any money or any support whatsoever to any candidate for federal political office. And then 2 years later, in First National Bank versus Bilotti, Powell himself authored the decision that said, oh, yeah, and corporations, they can buy politicians, too. Now, you know, prior to this, from 33 until 81, we had the American middle class grow like crazy. It was the fastest period of growth for the American middle class in the history of America. In fact, it was our first real middle class. It was the first time what we call the middle class reached more than 50% in the history of this country. And frankly, I believe in the history of most countries around the world. And Reagan came into office to kind of take that down a notch. He dropped the top personal tax rate from 74% down to 25%. He dropped the corporate tax rate from 51% down to 25%. He installed America's first anti-labor secretary of labor, our first anti-environmentalist in charge of the EPA. That was Neil Gorsuch's mother, Anne. Our first anti-public schools crusader as secretary of education. Our first end times Jesus will make all things new fanatic in charge of selling off public lands as Secretary of the Interior. He tripled the national debt to pay for his tax cuts for billionaires. Or actually, there weren't any billionaires at that point. We didn't get billionaires until after Reagan did all this stuff. He crushed the union, starting with PATCO. He gutted federal support to education, kicking off today's student debt crisis. He froze the minimum wage. He cut federal benefits to the poor, pregnant women, and the mentally ill, kicking off today's crisis of homelessness. He encouraged corporations to send our jobs overseas in an orgy of free trade. And as a result, corporate and billionaire money flowed into the Republican Party like a friggin' river. Right-wing corporations bought up radio stations all across the country. There's now 1,500 right-wing radio stations in this country. The wealthy people began running for office and supporting those politicians who would do their bidding. Conservative donors demanded right-wing professors in their political science and econ courses in universities across America. Right-wing think tanks and publishers were funded to support them. Billionaires founded a movement to pack our courts, including the Supreme Court. And as I said, you know, our middle class went from being two-thirds of us when Reagan was sworn in to 45% today. So what do we do with this? Where do we take this? How do we solve this? I mean, for most of the last 41 years, most Americans haven't really realized what's going on. I think it's safe to say that pretty much every Democrat now understands what happened. Obviously, the 25% of Americans who are Republicans have no clue. Or if they do, they're that, you know, part of them is the top 1%, and they're happy about it. Or maybe the top 3% or the top 5%. I mean, we really have to seize hold of this responsibility. We have to step up politically. I mean, this is my you know, the end of every show, tag, you're it, right? It's time for us to get out there and get active, as it were.
Tom Hartman Program.
You've heard me talk about how important it is to have a VPN to protect your online privacy. I only recommend brands to my listeners that I believe in, and I can say with full confidence that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. First of all, ExpressVPN doesn't log your online activity. Lots of your cheap or free VPNs make money by selling your data to advertisers, but ExpressVPN doesn't do that. They even developed a technology, Trusted Server, that makes their VPN servers incapable of storing any of your data at all. Secondly, ExpressVPN uses Lightway, the new VPN protocol they engineered to make user speeds faster than ever. Some VPNs slow your connection, but ExpressVPN is always blazing fast. Plus, it's easy to use. Just fire up the app and tap one button to connect. So protect yourself with the VPN I use and trust. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom today and get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and Paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know that Americans have elected 8 animals to political office? I realize all politicians are animals, and arguably all humans are animals, but these are non-human animals who have been elected to political office. It's absolutely fascinating. There's Stubbs the cat, who was the mayor of Talkeetna, Alaska. Most of them, by the way, have been elected mayors. Clay Henry the goat, he was the mayor of Lajitas, Texas. Max the dog was the mayor of Idlewild, California. In Milton, Washington, they didn't go for the mayor. They got a committee person, a committeeman. That's Boston Curtis the mule. And Boscow the dog became the mayor of Sunol, California. Jinx the cat, this is one of the very best. Jinx the cat was the mayor of Hell, Michigan. Isn't it nice to get away from politics every now and then, or sort of? Lincoln the goat was the mayor of Fairhaven, Vermont, and there was even a rhinoceros who was on the Sao Paulo City Council. The whole list is over at TomHartman.com. Check it out. Minutes past the hour, Elon Musk banned a bunch of journalists from Twitter. They appear to be mostly people who were actually reporting on various aspects of Elon Musk or Twitter or whatever that he was unhappy about. Specifically reporters who had written in-depth pieces on this and then were tweeting about them, stuff like that. And he also suspended the websites of the people who were tracking his and other billionaires' private jets. It looks like he's probably, and the people suspended, including Drew Harwell from the Washington Post, Ryan Mack from the New York Times, Donnie O'Sullivan from CNN, Steve Herman from Voice of America, Michael Lee from The Intercept, former MSNBC host Keith Olbermann. I'm guessing that he's probably going to reverse this ban, and probably fairly quickly, if for no other reason than that the European Union might end up banning Twitter if he doesn't. But, you know, what does this mean for the course and fate and future of not just Twitter, but also democracy? My sense of this is that, I've tried to, up to this point, largely, you know, avoid trying to figure out what Elon Musk is thinking. Because, you know, he's his own guy and I'm my, you know, but Twitter does affect all of us. So my guess at this moment and my prediction, as it were, is that he's going to have to make a choice between his good brands, SpaceX and Tesla, and maybe the Boring Company, and his dangerous brand, Twitter. And if he's going to hang on to Twitter, which might be his first love, I mean, maybe this is the stuff he really, really enjoys. Twitter really is it's kind of an ADD paradise, right? Constant adrenaline hits. If he's going to hang on to Twitter, my prediction would be that he's going to start selling his stock in a big way. He just sold $3 billion more worth of stock in Tesla yesterday. That he's going to start selling his stock and become, you know, the king of Twitter. Rather than the master of all empires. But, you know, can he turn Twitter into something that makes money? I think it's possible if he goes to a subscription model, which he's been talking about. I think that's actually a good idea. But I also think that he's going to have to be more even-handed on the platform. And progressive Twitterers like myself. I mean, I've seen myself lose, 7,000 more or less Twitter followers since Elon took over, whereas conservatives have gained thousands, in some cases tens or hundreds of thousands of followers. That's got to be the algorithm driving things. And so, you know, where does this go from here? I don't have an easy answer. I don't know. But I'm not yet quite hysterical about it. I guess that's the bottom line. I don't know. What do you think? What's your experience been? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I have, however, I will add, started posting on Mastodon and on Post and on Tribal and on LinkedIn. So, you know, for what it's worth.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435.
800. The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, there were New Year's attacks on New York City's finest, says CBS's Charlie DeMar.
Just blocks from the iconic ball drop, three NYPD officers were injured in a machete attack. An officer shot the 19-year-old attacker. All are expected to survive, and authorities are investigating.
Torrential rains flooded parts of Sacramento County, California, Sunday. County spokesman Matt Robinson.
We did have to break out boats through our firefighters and sheriff deputies to go out and to try and find people who were trapped in their cars.
Ukrainian officials say the country's air defense systems shot down 20 drones over Kyiv as Russia sent in waves of unmanned aerial vehicles aimed at critical infrastructure. The BBC's Hugo Bachega.
The latest attacks happened shortly after midnight in the first hours of the new year and happened here in Kyiv and in many other cities away from the front lines.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
And welcome back. It's Anything Goes Friday. We have a lot we can talk about today, but let's see what's on your mind here. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy. EndBribes.com.
Happy holidays.
Right? EndBribes.com.
Yeah, EndBribes.com.
Okay, thank you. So what's up?
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk over you. EndBribes.com, yes.
So what's up?
Happy holidays. That's what I wanted to tell you first.
Back at you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm curious, are you willing to trade your cowboy Trump card for my fat Superman card?
He sold out 45,000 cards. He made $450,000 in like 24 hours.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
It's like good work if hilarious. You can get it, right?
Yeah, I should start doing
now. There's somebody posting, I believe it's over on Daily Kos, suggesting, or maybe it was on Democratic Underground, suggesting that because this is all being these NFTs are being run through a couple of weird shell companies, that this company that he set up to sell the NFTs actually, while it's doing that, it's actually a front for an international money laundering operation. Now, I read the article. I didn't see any actual specific evidence of that. It was all kind of, well, this kind of implies that, and that kind of implies this, and so, you know, I don't know, but God only knows what he's up to. I mean, you know, the guy, you know, he's just constantly, this is just Trump steaks, you know, it's Trump vodka, it's a Trump board game, it's a licensing deal.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so. It's ridiculous. But anyways, I was hoping this week you might have one of the congressmen on. Of course, you didn't. And I'm still curious what's going to happen with Trump's taxes. They've got only 2 weeks to do something with it. Right. I got some ideas of what they should do with it. I'm not hearing anything about it. And I'm afraid this is something that the Democrats are just going to flub up again and not have a spine and do something while they got a chance.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
have you heard anything?
I haven't. What the most radical thing that Richie Neal could do, you know, he's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, which is the committee that the law authorizes. The one single person in Congress who has access to anybody's tax returns is that one person, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. And this all came out.
I believe the Senate does, too.
Okay, that's possible. I don't know. But this came out of a Nixon bribery scandal, you'll recall.
Yeah.
So in any case, the most radical thing that he could do, and I'm pretty sure he has the legal authority to do it, would be to simply publish them in the Congressional Record, and that would make them public.
Right.
But whether he's going to go that would be, you know, a pretty extreme thing. Whether he's going to do that or whether somebody on his staff is going to leak them, or whether they're just going to go down into obscurity, back into obscurity as the Republicans take over the House of Representatives, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. All up to Richie Neal.
Yeah, I'm concerned about it, and I just hope that they grow a spine and print them, actually, is what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Or do something else with them, you know.
Well, printing them would be putting them in the Congressional Record. I mean, I think that would be the way to do it. Although maybe they're going to, you know, put together a report. I mean, they've got to be running like crazy, because this has to be like 10 or 12,000 pages of tax returns, you know. I mean, there's 500 companies. And so it's going to be quite a job going through them and figuring out what's going on. But, you know, we'll have to see what happens. Ziggy, thanks for the call. Yeah. I just don't know. I'm sorry. Mary in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I wanted to call yesterday after that lady from the Medicare Advantage program called and tell if I could just share with you what has happened to my brother since he went from traditional Medicare to Medicare Advantage.
Sure. Go for it.
Yep. He's got really bad knees, and he wanted to have some knee surgery. But he was complaining about his $300 premiums on his regular Medicare. So he called one of those TV ads, and they came out and said, yep, you won't have any more premiums. You can actually cut up your Medicare card. And he signed up for it.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing he did is he went to an out-of-network for his knee x-rays, got a bill for $700. Huh. So then he went to a doctor that is in-network, and he wants his knees are really bad. He's walking with a walker, and well, at least he was walking with a walker, and he can hardly get around at all. And they said he had to do PT.
Physical therapy.
So he started, physical therapy twice a week, and for at least a month. And physical therapy had a $40 copay every time they went. Mm-hmm. So that's $80 a month or a week. So you can figure that out, how much it costs a month. So he was taking physical therapy, but one day he couldn't get out of bed. And he called his wife, and he just couldn't get out of bed, and he was in so much pain. And long story short, he had a broken hip.
Oh.
I don't know how his hip broke.
Yeah.
But they had to take him to the hospital in the ambulance and put in a partial total hip.
Right.
That went fine. The hip surgery went fine, but now his knees are still hurting so bad, you know, that he can't walk or do anything. So they decided that he had to go to a nursing home. And oh my goodness, could they have gotten farther away from his residence to go to that nursing home? Because, and I was just astounded. I said to his wife, I mean, couldn't he go to one around here? And nope, that's the only one Humana would pay for. So it was a good hour away, and she didn't really get out there very often because she, you know, we're older and couldn't drive. So anyhow, last Thursday, she gets a call, and she says, he's still not walking, of course, because the knees are hurting too bad. And last Thursday, he got a call from the nursing home saying, Humana stopped paying. And what? And she said, what am I supposed to do now? You know, I'll have to come and get him.
Right.
And oh, I forgot to tell you about, to get from the hospital to the nursing home, she had to pay $200 for a van for him.
Right. And this all started out because Humana wouldn't pay to have his knees replaced, right? And they said do physical therapy instead, or because this Medicare Advantage plan wouldn't pay for it. Yeah, okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So now he's home, and he came home on Friday. He's been home a week. He has not, and he's still not walking. We plopped him down in his recliner. He eats, he sleeps, he goes to the bathroom, everything from that recliner because he can't walk. And he has not seen a nurse or a caregiver of any kind. Today, I guess somebody is going to come out. But, you know, it's just, I think it's just been a nightmare.
Would the solution to all this be just to have a knee replacement?
He's supposed to have a knee replacement. But when he went into his primary doctor, they said because of the insurance, he had to do physical therapy first.
And then he ended up breaking his hip with the physical therapy. Oh, my God.
Somehow or another, it was a spontaneous break to the hip.
Yeah. Just amazing.
So
okay.
I just thought I was kind of mad yesterday when I listened to that lady saying, how can anybody not want this wonderful program?
Right. You know? Right. Well, she was a broker, so Mary, thank you for sharing your brother's story. I'm so sorry to hear it, but it is so typical of the kind of thing that happens when you sign up for Medicare Advantage. Thank you, Mary, and happy holidays to you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mike in Lomita, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, could I just give seasonal greetings to our friends north of the border?
Please.
Julia and Noel, eh?
Okay. Is that French for happy Merry Christmas?
Well, Julian Noel is Merry Christmas, and then the A is the generic Kinsey Brothers Canadian, isn't
right.
it? But in effect, this being the second anniversary of COVID immunization in America, and the Florida governor having requested a grand jury to investigate the vaccine companies for taking money under false pretenses, I suggested maybe the taxpayers of Florida would save a lot of money if his Surgeon General would just open up a computer and look at a couple of studies that came out this week on the effectiveness of COVID vaccines. I think you've mentioned one of them, that they've saved 3.2 million lives in America.
Right, in 2 years.
And and 13.5 million hospitalizations.
Yep.
And it works out to a cost savings of $1.5 trillion.
That doesn't include loss of productivity to the economy or loss of family members to families.
Yeah, I don't know whether the this...
I saw the statistic, I forget where I saw it, but I'm pretty sure it was just, you know, saved medical expenses. But I could be wrong. Anyhow, Mike, okay. Continue.
You're probably right. And then the second one is came from a Cambridge University Press journal, which has a long and very specialized name I won't attempt to repeat. But it found that people who have received just one dose of COVID vaccine have up to 35% less chance of developing COVID beyond 3 weeks duration or of long COVID.
That's great.
Being a factor.
Yeah.
So maybe Governor DeSantis should just have his guys look at the computer and find out what we should be doing about immunizations.
A fine idea, Mike. I don't think it's going to happen. They've been looking at the computer and they've been reading the crazed right-wing conspiracy QAnon sites, and that's who DeSantis decides. Go ahead.
Yeah, if he can waste the taxpayers' money on promoting his presidential campaign, I guess that would be a cost-effective way for him.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Mike, thank you for the call. He's now fully into QAnon.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And, it's a high-stakes bet. You know, the question, in 2 years, is QAnon going to be the kind of political force inside the GOP that it is today? I don't know. What do you think? Boiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Al in Chicago. Hey, Al. Thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
I just got a question. In Chicago, it's all about the facts, but I'm hearing you talk about the doxing of Elon Musk's private jet.
Right.
As guessing. You think it's all cool. It's not, and you know better than that. But why is it that you're guessing at it? You should look into it instead of guessing.
Guessing what?
Because you got a lot of people listening to you thinking that.
Hang on just a second,
it's
Al.
All public information.
It is public information. Anybody
it
can.
It is not. If you
anybody can log onto the FAA system and compile that data.
No, not quite. I mean, you really got to really...
I've got an app on my phone that does it, Al.
You can pull up anybody's IP when they privatize that information. You've got some kind of...
I can pull up any plane that's flying under under positive air traffic control. I can do it right now as we talk. The app that I'm using is called Flight Radar 24. And I see that there is a PC-12 plane at 1,610 feet flying over Portland right now with a ground speed of 124 knots. It's a Platius PC-24-147. I can get the details of it here. I can get
right.
The serial number, the country of
exactly.
origin.
They didn't privatize their information, and that's why it's available to you. But there are people like Musk.
You can't privatize information when you're under... when you're under positive air traffic control. Only the military can do that.
You need
that.
To research a little further. Go do some research.
I'm a pilot. I've been a pilot for over 50 years.
Okay.
I've never even heard of being able to say to the Federal Aviation Administration, I'm going to fly under positive air traffic control. I'm going to fly IFR, and I don't want you to... I don't even know how they would publish that. I mean, I know that we've got jets flying out of I'm talking F-35s flying out of the Portland airport, once or twice a week for the National Guard, and they don't show up on my app. But the reason a friend of mine who's a pilot here, he said that the reason why is because they're squawking military radar frequencies, and those military radar frequencies are being handed off to the local ATC guys, the traffic controllers in the Portland Tower.
Tom, it's not that cut and dry. I listen to your show all the time. You're usually good about.
Well give me a resource, Al, to back up what you're saying, because if these guys were
right
publicizing private information, I agree with you. It should be kept private. It's doxing. But if it's not private information, if it's available to anybody who just looks at the air traffic control system, then it's not doxing.
You're able to look up Elon Musk's flights on your little app, you're saying.
I can look up any flight that has filed a flight plan with the Federal Aviation Administration, and so can you. Just download Flight Radar 24 on your iPhone.
For next month, go track Elon Musk on your app.
Well, I have no interest in tracking Elon Musk, frankly.
No, you don't have interest.
No, I'm saying, Al, give me, and like I said.
When I get to my computer, I will. And
okay.
What app are you using again?
Flight Radar 24. It's probably the most popular
of them. I'll check it out myself, too.
Yeah, go for it. But like I said, if you can find, you know, a website or any information or the name of the law or anything, I mean, I'm willing to be convinced. I may be wrong. But like I said, I've been a pilot since I was 17 years old. I mean, I have friends who are pilots. So I just, you know,
I heard this stuff heating up last night. I actually went in and dived into it, and unfortunately, I'm not at a computer right now where everything is.
Well, give me the information. I mean, feel free to tweet it to me, Al. If I'm wrong, I will correct myself on the air. Al, thank you for the call. Charles in Toll House, California. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for taking my call. I'm responding to an earlier Charles on the origins of racism.
Okay.
And you quoted, I think you were talking about the Bible.
Well, he started with the Bible, and so, you know, yeah, go ahead.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to bring to your attention I think it's in a very important book. You probably already know about it. It's Karl Popper's Open Society and Its Enemies.
I'm quite familiar with Karl Popper. It's been 20 or 30 years since I've read his work. I'm not sure if I've read that book, but go for it.
Well, anyway, basically he traces, basically the sort of problems we're having in our own society right now, you know, with this very divided sort of polemical situation that we're in right now. And he traces it all the way back to the Greeks and Plato.
And Charles, you're fading. Your voice is fading away. You need to hold your mouth closer to your microphone.
Can you hear me better now?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
So Popper traces this back to what?
To Plato and the Greeks, and basically the Peloponnesian War, the war between Sparta and Athens. Where he calls, and he's got a sort of a somewhat different point of view on this, and his idea is that the Spartans were the tribalists,
mm-hmm.
and Athens was an open society that welcomed, you know, democratic ideas and debate.
Right. It was a semi-democratic society.
Whereas Sparta basically was very closed, and they thought that their ideas were sort of handed down from on high, and so one couldn't get away from those. One simply had to stick to those ideas, and that sort of reminds me of what's going on right now with, you know, on the right, particularly all of the religious stuff.
Yeah, well, that was my point. I mean, he called up and he said, racism is a problem, and it started in the Bible. And I said, no, I think tribalism is the larger problem. Racism is a subset of that. And yes, it started in the Bible. And you know, we've got to figure out a way to get past it to eliminate both those curses. Charles, thank you. And I think what you're describing is tribalism more than racism.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Company.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.